no, that's a good point. Yeah, I do think that's someone. I was thinking Patrice Bergeron. I feel like he would be someone that I would love to see come out of retirement. And I still think he'd be good because I feel like he would play like the same role that he had when he was on Boston. But I guess we aren't as lucky as hockey fans to see epic comebacks like that. All right, that's everything that we have for today. Thank you, AP and Mr. Stubbs, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will not be here with a new episode next week because of Christmas break, but coming up in the new year, you will see more of Sam, Kyle, and I. Until then, have a good night, folks.
Are you looking for a summer job? What about a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields? Queen's Career Service is excited to host in-person career fairs in Barlett Gym, Mitchell Hall, on Tuesday, January 20th for the Summer and Part-Time Opportunities Fair, and Wednesday, January 21st for the Engineering and Technology Fair. Drop in anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Barlett Gym. These events are open to all Queen's students of all years. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
You're listening to Happy Town at CFRC 101.9 FM at CFRC.ca. It's 6 o'clock, just after 6 o'clock. So it's time for some roots music of all different sorts. We started off with a track from a brand new remixed album, from a 20-year-old album. This is a 20-year-old anniversary remix of He's Here from Janine Noyes, a Kingston-born singer-songwriter. And we just had In the Bleak Midwinter, and now here is Go Tell It on the Mountain for another great holiday song.
This day a year ago, he was rolling in the snow with a younger brother in his his father's yard. Christmas break, time for touching home, the heart of all he'd known, and leaving was so hard. 3,000 miles away, now he's working Christmas Day, making double time for the minding of the store. Well, he always said he'd make it on his own. He's spending Christmas Eve alone. First Christmas away from home. She's standing by the train station, panhandling for change. $4 more buys a decent meal and a room. Looks like the Sally Ann place after all, in a crowded sleeping hall that echoes like a tomb. But it's warm and clean and free, and there are worse places to be. And at least it means no beating from her dad. And if she cries because it's Christmas Day, she hopes that it won't show. First Christmas away. Apartment stands a tree, and it looks so small and bare, not like it was meant to be. A golden angel on the top, it's not that same old silver star you wanted for your own first Christmas. They get prayers, then it's crafts and tea downstairs, then another meal back in his little room, hoping maybe that the boys will think to phone before the day is gone. Well, it's best they do it soon. When the old apart more every day, each had always kept the other pretty well. But the kids all said the nursing home was best, 'cause he couldn't live alone. First Christmas away. In the common room, they've got the biggest tree, and it's huge and it's cold and lifeless, not like it ought to be. In the lit up flashing Santa Claus on top, it's not that same old silver star you once made for your own first Christmas away from home. First Christmas away.
cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to and I'm sad. Now I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to
gone. The child is strong, awake.
Three tracks from some pretty legendary songwriters. One from Gordon Lightfoot, Circle of Steel, from his album Don Quixote. And we got Joni Mitchell from the album Blue, that famous song of hers, River. And then we had Stan Rogers with First Christmas, which comes off of the live album Between the Breaks Live. And that's a pretty somber Christmas song, so how about we go back to a more happy holiday song. One more from the album that's just coming out as a remixed album. It's a 20-year-old record. The tracks were done 20 years ago, and this is a remix. And it is one from Janine Noyes. And we're going to play Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from Janine Noyes. Here we go. What? Here we go.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Oh no, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself now.
gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow.
shit is cheese. Yeah, you can take the jump, and that's just what I'm needing. It's kinda got me choked.
CFRC 101.9 FM. You just had one from Nolan Hubbard. That is called I Won't Lie. And I'd like to bring attention to the fact that Nolan's going through a stressful time here right now after having some musical equipment stolen. And really, it is most of the equipment that Nolan Hubbard uses for his gigs was stolen last night from his vehicle. So this is two guitars and some other electronic equipment, including speakers that are used for shows. So this is pretty much all the things that Nolan Hubbard uses for his work. So I would encourage everybody listening, if you've got social media apps, if you use Facebook or Instagram, to get a look at those instruments, because the more that people know about it, the more likely that the instruments will be returned. And I have seen that, and those of you that are tuned into the local music scene will know that there's other bands that have had things returned. Not always everything comes back, but often the main things will come back, because so many people are aware of the instruments being gone that those that that took off with them will leave them somewhere. We'll get them back because there's not really an easy way to dispense with them once so many people know about the fact that they're gone. So check out those profiles, Nolan Hubbard, on social media if you've got that, and get a look at those instruments and spread the word. And we do hope that those instruments will come back safe and sound, so that Nolan can continue to do what he loves and what people love to hear him do, which is play music. And on that note, I do want to draw attention to the fact that here at CFRC, a big part of what we do is promoting our Kingston area musicians, as well as independent musicians in the greater area and across Canada. So right now we are working our way towards a $25,000 fundraising goal in our funding drive. So if you would like to support CFRC and keep us going, supporting local music through another year, please go to cfrc.ca and you can make your donation there. You can do it through the radio website, and you can also go on to the Queen's Giving website, and you can give through Queen's, and then you will get a tax receipt. But if you do it through cfrc.ca, the station, you can get entered in to win prizes, which is a lot of fun. And there's a lot of great prizes that have been donated from local businesses who support the station. So check that out at cfrc.ca, and you can help grow our music community through your help. And we thank you very much for your consideration and for the donations that have been coming in. We really do appreciate it. And here's a few words from CFRC for some other programs and other messages that will be of interest. And we'll be right back with more music in a few minutes.
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producer of this year's CFRC live sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via cfrc.ca.
Hey, my name's Nolan Hubbard, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire, Saturdays at 10.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
Do you hear that? It's a wood thrush. Songbirds lift our hearts, bring us joy, support healthy environments, and connect us with nature. Sadly, due to free-roaming cats, collisions with buildings, and habitat loss, over a quarter of Canada's birds have disappeared. It's heartbreaking. With your help, Nature Canada has mobilized thousands of Canadians for more than 85 years to protect and celebrate birds. To find out how you can save bird lives, go to birds.naturecanada.ca.
And on that night it has been told, these humble beasts, so rough and rude, throughout the night of holy birth, drank no water, ate no food. How many oxen and donkeys now, dressed in ermine, silk and such? How many oxen and donkeys you know, at such a time would do as much? Appeared our Lord,
so mild and sweet. With joy they knelt before his grace and gently kissed his tiny feet. How many oxen and donkeys now, if they were there when first he came? How many oxen and donkeys, you know, at such a time would do the same?
One from the famous American folk singer Peggy Seeger, and that's called Mary Had a Baby, from an album called American Folk Songs for Christmas. And before that we had one from Pete Seeger, so Peggy's brother, Carol of the Beasts was the name of that one. Now before that we had a few other tracks, and I do believe I forgot to tell you one of the names of those songs. We had Nolan Hubbard with I Won't Lie, and then before that we had Bruce Coburn with One Day I Walk, and before that Janine Noyes and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. So I think I forgot to tell you about the Bruce Coburn song. Okay, so you're listening to Happy Town. We've got a nice mix. If you like the holiday music, then you've had some of that today. And I like to play a lot of these old songs. Right now, we're going to have one from Sufjan Stevens. We had Carol of the Beasts, and here is one called Friendly Beasts off of a Christmas record that came out, I guess it was back in 2006, and it's called Songs for Christmas. Here's the Friendly Beasts now from Sufjan Stevens.
I said, chick on my friend. It's split in two. Why you gotta say if I never do? Always impersonating. I'm contemplating just why I fell for you. You came along, so then I took you on. And now my peace is gone. I wouldn't wish this pain on anyone. You take care of them, watch me fall. It's got me shaking up again. Where'd you go, my friend? Why now you home? I would have known, but still I'm shaking up again. Where'd you go?
Hubbard and Healy Brothers with one called Shaken Up. That's a track that came out almost a year ago, back in late January of 25. Nolan Hubbard has had a tragedy occur on Tuesday night when his instruments were stolen overnight. Pretty much everything he uses for his career, I mentioned this earlier, for his music career. So it's a terrible time. The music community is really, though the community at large is getting the word out about the instruments. So check out the Nolan Hubbard Facebook page or Instagram page and have a look at those instruments and keep your eyes peeled and really try to get the word around in the hopes of getting them back. I have hopes that that will happen. So everybody, try to help out your Kingston music scene, that when this sort of thing happens, to get a good look at the instruments and keep your eyes peeled and spread the word. And with that, we will say goodnight. My name's John, and it's always nice to be here with you on Thursday evenings for the 6 o'clock hour for some roots music and lots of independent music. So we'll see you again next Thursday. Everybody have a great weekend coming up. Oh, and I will tell you that before I played the Nolan Hubbard track just there, the Healy Brothers, we had one from Rhonda Vincent with Christmas Time's A-Coming, that old bluegrass Christmas song. I was so worked up about talking about the instruments that were lost that I forgot to tell you that. Okay, well, everybody have a great night. I'll look forward to seeing you again next Thursday. If you can make it, 6 p.m., don't forget to support our funding drive at cfrc.ca. Thank you all.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via cfrc.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
You don't need no oil when you fry bacon, because what? Bacon has its own oil! I want you to look over and somebody send me like bacon, baby!
Oh yeah, she's talking about making bacon. With me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that CFRC is good.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
Hey, it's Evan Jackson. You're listening to 101.9 CFRC.